If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake.
Adam Lepp! Hey, it's WeZone. You're listening to Current Events, Politics, Presidents, and much more with Adam Lepp.
And a very good Monday morning to all you fine folks, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, cats and dogs, and anything and everything else in between. Thank you for listening to The Talking Place, WWGH Radio. Of course, as you heard, the wonderful jingle singers splurt out. Is that a word, splurt? Well, if not, we'll be like Donald Trump. We'll just make up a word. I am Adam Lepp, and this is Mid-Morning Coffee Break. We're going to do something a little different today. We may be doing this for the time being, and this will be cool with a capital C, or a, if you're really cool, you spell cool, K-E-W-L. We're going to call this show Mid-Morning Coffee Break at the A&P. Now, for you old-timers like myself, you remember the A&P. It was a grocery store, but A is for Adam, and P is for Patrick Maruniak, who's going to join me today. And if that name sounds familiar, he's been on the station a few times. I kind of know him through a Weasel, who's also from time to time on the station. He's here in the studio confines with me right now. And like myself, he's an old radio guy. And, you know, when two radio guys or two radio girls get together, I tell you, there really is rarely a moment when you can't think of something to say or some wisecrack. Let me see if the intern has properly plugged the cables in properly, if the intern has duct taped everything that needs to be duct taped, and if we've paid our electric bill. So you're in the studio with me, Patrick. How are you doing on this fine Monday morning?
I'm doing great.
Okay, well, that's good. You're doing great. And as we've mentioned before, you've been on the station a few times in various capacities, and we've called you. You do know Chad, also known as the Weasel or the Wheeze, and have pretty much been become acquainted with all the people at this fine radio station. Now, previous to your occasional appearances here at the Talking Place, you worked for WNCI in Columbus, which is one of the most well-known and, from a signal standpoint, one of the most powerful FM stations in the Midwest, if not the whole world. Because you had so many interesting exploits and you were so well-known and so beloved, why don't you spend a few minutes, tell us about yourself, Patrick, and tell us about your career there at WNCI, which, of course, used to stand for Nationwide Communications Incorporated. There in the downtown Columbus. Tell us about what your escapades were like at WNCI and maybe a little bit about yourself to give our listeners a bit of a teaser to see what we're going to do here at the A&P.
Well, mostly what I did at WNCI was like I was like kind of like the on-the-street person. What I did would do skits where I would sing parody songs, and sometimes I'd do skits with Weasel. Like one time we did a bit where he walked through a car wash without a car. We would go on tour with we would sing our zoo tunes, our parody songs. We'd go around the different bars. We'd a band called the Maruniaks, which Jimmy formed, and we would sing a bunch of parody songs and get to meet the listeners. And I did that for like 12 years. It was fun. I kind of miss it, but I wish I could go back.
We are speaking with Patrick Maruniak. That's a hard word to say, you know, especially Maruniak. On Monday morning. Maruniak. Good name, though. Not going to forget that name, for sure. Who has been a radio veteran with multiple different venues, like myself, here at the show that we're going to, at least for the time being, call Mid-Morning Coffee Break at the A&P. You know, Patrick, one of my favorite things to do is sing parody versions of songs, and this is a family station, and I don't want to admit it, but I will. Many of my parodies are not things that you can really say on the air, or really to anybody who's under the age of 21. So yeah. I'm not going to sing any of my parodies, but, you know, WNCI as a broadcast free air station, you had to keep everything clean. I mean, it might be a little PG rated, but there are certainly things that you can do and you can't do on the radio. And was that an issue where you guys were tempted to maybe sing something which you really don't want to do at 8 o'clock in the morning, or was never really a problem where you managed to make everything family-friendly, even if you were trying to do a parody of something?
Well, sometimes some parodies would be on borderline. Like, I sang a song, Fanny Pack. I know it was about a fanny pack, but some of the lyrics in there sound like they almost sound like they're not really clean, but I don't think it's too bad of a song.
And I know you had a parody of Young Americans by David Bowie.
Yeah, Dave sang that one, yeah.
Yeah, we're not really going to mention, but right. I remember hearing that, and it was very funny. Now, granted, it was not politically correct, but certainly would elicit a giggle or two. With the fanny pack and some other songs, did you guys ever get in trouble? Did listeners ever write to you and say, I'm never going to listen again, you should wash your mouth out with soap and water? Or was it more of a case where they understood that your show was edgy and that was part of it? Or did people sometimes complain? Or what was the bottom line in terms of the listener feedback from some of the crazy things that you guys did there?
Well, the majority of listeners liked it. They always, in fact, Fanny Pack was like one of the highest, most requested songs at the station. People would call in and request that all the time.
Did listeners ever send you their suggestions for these parodies or for special morning show versions? Go.
Yes, listeners would call in and make suggestions. I can't remember what they were, but they would call in with their ideas.
I would imagine, Patrick, many of the listener ideas were things you probably could laugh about it amongst yourselves, but you probably couldn't do that live on the air. And that's a lot of the issues with some of these morning shows and the shock jocks, the late Don Imus, of course, Mr. Stern, and those guys that you have to kind of make sure you're pushing some buttons, but don't push too many of the buttons. And it's probably a continual struggle. And I guess you kind of enjoy the fact that you're being challenged to do something which anybody can listen to. People understand the morning zoo is not like watching Sesame Street. It's going to be edgy. Someone's going to be offended. But there are ways of doing it to try to keep the entertainment up without anything that's going to cause a few issues. And many times people kind of laugh at themselves. You know me, I say laughter is the best medicine. If you can't laugh at yourself, why laugh at anything? That kind of be a logical mentality that you think the morning shows have, including the one that you are on?
Yes, I think so.
Do you feel that your morning show at WNCI was one of the best and has maybe been a model for other shows? Or is radio kind of losing some of that mystique that it had before everybody started listening with other methods?
I thought our show was great. I didn't see any problems with it or something. It was the highest rated morning show, one of them anyway.
And you mentioned about the car wash incident, and people can actually look online because some of the stuff is documented and filmed and taped. Tell us exactly what went on with the car wash and how much feedback, good or bad, did that incident have with your listeners?
Oh, it had great feedback. There were, before we did the bit, they had listeners calling to decide whether or not I should go through the car wash, because at the time I wasn't employed by the station. I was like just a listener at the time. And then, so they said, a lot of listeners said yes. So I went and ended up doing it. And what we did was we went to a gas station, and the intern put the money in the car wash, and she drove through first, and then just me and Weasel would just walked in the back of her car. We just followed her in the back of her car, and we walked through the car wash, and let the thing squirt on us and everything, and we came out all wet.
So did anybody suffer any physical injury from that? I would think having those brushes, and they're pretty powerful and abrasive, that really shouldn't match well with your body, or did you come out unscathed? I mean, I look at you here in the studio, you look fine. I don't see any bruises. I don't see
No.
You didn't come in using any kind of assistance devices.
No, it didn't hurt at all, actually. We just got wet. It got some soap on us, but we didn't get wet.
So would you recommend to our listeners, maybe that's a good way to take a shower, just use the industrial-strength shower and go through a car wash, or would the old-fashioned type of shower still be indicated for most people?
Probably you should use a regular shower.
Okay. And anything else you want to share about your days at WNCI? Do you think that the car wash was the most famous or infamous incident, or were there some other skits that you guys did?
I got stuck on a water slide at a place I used to work at. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to mention the name, but...
Oh, it's okay. We're mentioning radio stations. We're mentioning, you know... Go ahead and mention the name. Isn't it the place by Eastland Mall that got shut down?
Yes, it's Fort Rapids.
Yeah, but it's okay. Well, Fort Rapids no longer exists. There were a lot of scandals at that place, as I recall. And so anything else, you got stuck in the water slide. Well, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
No.
Are they a bit obsessed with water at that station, or is it just you were the water man?
Well, I didn't do more than one bit with the water slide. I went to Zumbezi Bay once, and it took me forever to get up the steps. And then by the time I got up the steps, I couldn't get on the tube to go down the water slide because I had a weight issue at the time.
Oh well, that would be unfortunate.
So I had to walk back down the steps. I couldn't go down the slide.
Now, you're listening to Mid Morning Coffee Break at the A&P. With myself, Adam, and my partner in crime, microphone mate, and brother in broadcasting, Mr. Patrick Maruniak, got it right this time, who's been on with me and others at the station a few times over the last couple of years. We know him through The Weasel, who is also from time to time on this great radio station. He's worked at another station in Central Ohio. We're talking about some of his escapades and the A&P, you know, Adam and Patrick, but we're kind of looking at the retro charm of that old supermarket that I don't think it exists anymore. But it's okay to go down memory lane. Many times we long for the olden days, especially in 2020, where the world seems to have gone almost completely bonkers, to say the least. Well, let me ask you this, Patrick. I'm never one to shy away from requests for assessments. How does being on with me, Adam, compare to being on with famous people with much more money than myself, like Jimmy at the station in Columbus or some other people? Do you think I'm good enough to at least hold his microphone cable, or are we just totally in different leagues? Or maybe do you think I'm better? What's your assessment?
I think you're both equal.
Oh, well, that's good. But I think his bank account is not equal to mine. But that's okay. As you know, we do things for fun as well as for profit. And that's all part of the fun. One of your things you did there at WNCI, Patrick, which I'm fascinated by, was you did a lot of celebrity interviews, a lot like our interviewer to the stars, Scott Spears, does. Scott, again, has talked to one of my favorites, Dr. Ruth, Dayton native Phil Donahue, Ed Asner, Kreskin. Gallagher was here doing a live studio residency for a couple weeks not long ago. Different members of Mr. Rogers, Mr. McFeely, Francois Clemens, Handyman Negri or Joe Negri. Many people have been on the air with Scott. We had Lulu from Hee Haw. I got a chance to interview her myself, as well as get some photos. Pat Carroll, a longtime actress in her 90s. She has been on, you name it, she's been on it. She's also been on multiple game shows. She's been on with Scott multiple times. But in terms of the celebrity interviews, Patrick, you've done quite a few of your own. And when you were at WNCI, you talked to a lot of musicians, people like Jada Pinkett Smith, very beautiful woman, talented, married to the rapper and actor, Mr. Will Smith. Of course, Weasel, he met Michael Jackson. We've talked about that on the air before. You never met Michael Jackson. You didn't meet Elvis or Paul McCartney or anyone like that, right? Who was the most famous person, even if it was by a phone call, that you got in contact with when you were previously in broadcasting? Who do you think is the most famous person, or who are maybe the three most famous or interesting people?
I did like Kelly Clarkson. She was like really nice down to earth on the phone.
So Kelly Clarkson. She was a winner on Star Search or whatever they call it.
American Idol.
Yeah, I confuse those shows. They're all kind of the same. You know, my uncle was on The Gong Show, which is used to be what American Idol is. He got gonged, unfortunately, yeah. But that's kind of my claim to fame in that realm. So Jada Pinkett Smith, this was over the phone, right?
Yes.
Because she's a very beautiful woman. I think it'd be kind of cool to meet her and get a photo with her. Could you imagine getting photographed with Jada Pinkett Smith? And what was she like? Are these people, are they stuck up? Do they kind of talk off the cuff like you and I do? Or what's it like talking to someone like that? Do you get nervous talking to them? What's kind of the bottom line when you do these interviews?
Sometimes I get a little bit nervous. I also interviewed Puff Daddy or P. Diddy.
He's got a lot of different names, whatever his name is, yeah.
Yeah. And I was kind of nervous talking to him.
Was he nice? I mean, was he...
Kind of.
So kind of. Was he... Did he maybe think, you know, who's this nobody interviewing me? Or did he have respect for you as a fellow... I mean, he's in the broadcasting or musical business. As someone also in the audio business, did he seem to respect you? Or did he just kind of blow it off?
I think he blew it off a little bit.
But he was at least civil and answered your questions, and it didn't sound like he was being annoyed. He didn't mind it. He just kind of maybe had a bit of an elite attitude, like he was better than you, or what do you think?
I think he got a little bit of annoyed, but the interview didn't last very long, put it that way.
Okay, and you said Kelly Clarkson. I mean, she worked her way up as... just a talented singer. I mean, no question, a great voice, and well known, and certainly of good financial means. So, was she maybe one of your favorite then?
Yes.
And what was she just down to earth because she did work her way up just as a contestant on whatever that show is called? I keep calling it Star Search for some reason. That probably shows how old I am. Is that kind of why she was down to earth, because she wasn't always the big star she is now, or is she just naturally, you know, just a regular country girl? What was kind of your impression of her?
It sounds like to me she's nice all the time. Like, I don't think she has a mean bone in her body, it seems like.
Okay, and do you learn something from someone like that? I mean, I guess you have to respect her, because it takes a lot of... takes a lot of nerve to go on national TV and start singing. It doesn't matter how talented you are, not everybody's going to like you. I think we can agree. You know, I'm not really a fan of her kind of music. I like oldies, but I admire her. She's very talented. And I admire her. I do admire her. I don't really know much about her, but I do think she's someone who can be a good role model for anybody who feels that you need more than talent to get ahead in the world. I mean, talent certainly should be the number one thing. And maybe she's someone who deserves all the fame and fortune that she's received. Did you learn anything from talking to her? Did maybe she change your impression about what a female singing superstar would be like?
Yes, a little bit. It sounds like, to me, I think she's the complete opposite of Mariah Carey. I mean, I like Mariah Carey too, but Mariah Carey's always seems like to me she's a stuck-up snob.
Did you interview Mariah Carey?
No.
Okay.
But I've seen her on TV and stuff, and she's like, she has this diva thing about her.
So she's a bit
materialistic.
Okay. So you would feel of those two, Kelly Clarkson would be the more likable person.
Yes.
We hear about a lot of celebrities, and one that always comes to mind, and I think you and I have talked about him, and you've met him, is the Fonz. Henry Winkler. Everybody that I've heard said he is just the nicest guy. Talented actor. Again, I was never a fan of Happy Days, but he's a great actor. And I've never heard one bad thing about the guy. You would agree, I think you met him, that you concur, if somebody puts him at the top of the list of nicest celebrities, you wouldn't disagree with that assertion.
No, I wouldn't. He was really nice.
I know John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes.
He's also a good singer. He sang It's Now or Never, as you probably know. and he was on that second show that the nanny was on too, which I liked. He played he played Fran's stepfather, if I'm not mistaken. You've met him. You've traveled actually to meet him. You recently went to Louisiana to help celebrate his 60th birthday. So maybe he would be along one of your favorite celebrities, not just because you like his talent. Again, he's as a singer and an actor, and his staying power. And just the fact that you've met him and he remembered you, and he's always been cordial. Would John Schneider be your favorite celebrity? Would he certainly be in that top three?
Yes, he'd be one of the top three.
And you feel when you've met John Schneider, he's real. He's not just putting on an act because he's making money. He is cool. You can go have a beer with him at a bar. I mean, like anybody else.
Yes.
And how many times have you met him? It seems like you got so many photos of you and John Schneider on your Facebook. You and a friend went down to New Orleans to celebrate his 60th birthday, so you're dedicated. I imagine you watched The Dukes of Hazzard, or you were a fan of his as a singer and an actor before you met him as a man. Has that really changed at all? Do you now watch The Dukes of Hazzard and feel like you're watching your friend on TV? How does that change having become an acquaintance of a celebrity like that?
Well, like I said, I met him like at least about 4 or 5 times. He was nice every time. I didn't just meet him in Louisiana. I met him like different places too. I met him in Ohio once. Then one time I was in Kentucky. And I think another one time was in Nashville. So I met him in different places, and he was nice every time. And there was a Dukes of Hazzard reunion I went to last year. And I met him again there. He was all. Every time I met him, he was nice. I never had any problems.
His co-star Sorrel Book was on many shows. He was on Alice, as you might remember, as I think he played Jolene's cousin, and he was Archie Bunker's boss on All in the Family. He was on many different shows. The Dukes of Hazzard, Patrick, has come under fire. As certainly, there are things about the show that might not be considered politically correct. I never was a big fan of the show. I thought they were good actors. I like Daisy Duke. She sort of had her own clothing line. And, Boss Hogg was so delightfully mean, but that's kind of part of the image. I imagine I think just alluded to that earlier, Patrick, you were a fan of the show and all the actors, not just John Schneider, but Sorrel Book and the others before you met John Schneider. And did that kind of influence the fact that when you did meet him, you weren't necessarily starstruck, but you were just impressed that behind that excellent acting is this a real guy, just like you and me?
Yes, he was extremely nice every time I met him, down to earth.
Do you think that the Dukes of Hazzard has gotten the bad rap for being politically incorrect? I mean, with the General Lee and the Confederate flag, how I feel about political correctness. I think we agree at least partially. Has this kind of gone a little too far that we need to just take a chill pill and understand, first of all, it's just a TV show, and we're still celebrating our nation's history?
Yes, they're already trying to get rid of the flag, trying to take the flag off the car, General Lee car, which I thought was kind of a little bit ridiculous.
Now, when you've met John Schneider, Patrick, I understand you get the autographs, you get the photos. Have you ever asked him, what does he think? Is he offended that they're trying to do that? They're taking away our history. It doesn't mean that you're prejudiced if you happen to have some association with the flag. It's part of our history. I understand there are things connected to it that are very racist and very bad. But there's other sides of the story. Plus, it involves studying our history. And sometimes when you study our history, you learn to not repeat the bad things. Has that ever come? Have you ever discussed the political aspects or the political correctness with him? Have you kind of wanted to? What do you think? And if you haven't, what do you think he would say if you asked him?
Well, I think he did mention, I think, one thing about it when I was down there. He said I think I saw a post of his on Facebook or something saying he thought it was ridiculous that they're trying to get rid of the flag, like they took Dukes of Hazzard off because of that reason, or they were trying to take the flag off the car. I don't think he was too much for that. I think he was against it.
But you don't see John Schneider as prejudiced. He's not saying it because he's in favor of the things that were associated with the Confederacy. He's like me in that we just need to take a chill pill and understand that it's part of our history. With that, to me, I mean, John Schneider seems like a down-to-earth regular guy. And his perspective, I think, would be similar to mine and yours. Would that kind of be a, would that be a logical thing to say?
Yes.
And granted, if they don't air the show, he's losing out on royalties. I know they don't make a lot of money on royalties, but it's only fair. And I think he should. And it, you know, it was a good show. And I mean, I wasn't a big fan. I'm like, I wasn't a big fan of Happy Days, but I do respect the actors and actresses. Scott, of course, has talked to Marion Ross, the mother on Happy Days. But of course, he talks to any and every celebrity, so why would we expect anything different? Have you met any other cast members of the Dukes of Hazzard?
Tom Wolpat.
And that was John. That was the darker haired guy, right? John,
yes.
Schneider's co-star. Is he as cool as John is, or
he wasn't. He was fine when I met him. I mean, I never came across that he was a creep or anything.
Have people said things about him?
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I don't know. So you know Don Schneider better, but all your experiences were good.
Yes.
But you've never met. I hate to say. I think Cyril Book has passed away, but I need to check on that. I hate to say that when I'm not sure. I'm going to check while we're airing the show. But Daisy Duke.
Yes, I met her already too.
Okay.
Twice.
Did she wear those super short shorts in person, or is that just for the show? What's up with, you know, those famous shorts? They still wear them. They still call them Daisy Dukes. Do you think that she kind of invented a whole clothing line with her look?
I think so. I'm not sure, but when I met her, she wasn't wearing the shorts. But
so she no longer wears a Daisy Dukes.
She might. I just not have seen her wear them, but maybe she does.
Okay, so she's kind of become more modest in the way that she dresses.
Yes.
But she still looks really good, though.
Oh, yeah, she does.
We've mentioned, a lot of the actors and actresses. I mean, John Schneider is 60, right? He keeps himself in pretty good shape.
Yes, he still looks good.
And I think he's someone with many talents, and maybe underrated. I did just want to mention, I did check on Cyril Book. He passed away in 1994. He was only 64 years old. And he'd be a good guy to meet. He played Archie Bunker's boss. A good actor. I think of kind of someone who was delightfully mean. But we get a lot of that on TV. So, you know, speaking about John Schneider, again, one of your favorite celebrities that you've met, he also sang. Back in the 80s, Patrick, as you know, many of these TV stars, they tried their hand at singing. Now, some were singers beforehand. Rick Springfield had a song called Speak to the Sky in the early 70s. John Travolta has always had multiple talents, as he still does. And John Schneider sang It's Now or Never by arguably the most famous male singer ever, and will never be anybody more famous. I mean, maybe Michael Jackson, but this guy was certainly a pioneer, Elvis. Do you like John Schneider's rendition of It's Now or Never? Do you think if Elvis were alive to have heard it, that he would have clapped, or would he have just, what do you think he would have thought?
I think he would have liked it.
Remember all the other singers, Patrick, from the 80s that were actors. Again, Rick Springfield doesn't really count because he originally really was a singer. But Don Johnson, you know, his song Heartbeat. A lot of people make fun of that song. Actually, I think he was a pretty good singer. I think he was kind of underrated. And we were talking earlier about Michael Damian's rendition of Rock On. I don't think it's great, but it's not bad. But I think in terms of John Schneider, he was kind of a musical background to begin with. So I'm not mistaken, Waylon Jennings sang the theme song, right, The Good Old Boys, from his show. So there were a lot of musical connotations between that show and the musical business.
Yes. I've also met, going back to Dukes of Hazzard, I have met other people besides Tom Wolpat and John Schneider and Daisy Duke. Catherine Bach is her name. I also met Cletus and Edith that were on the show. The cops. The two policemen, I met them. They were nice too. It was all at that Dukes of Hazzard reunion back in Nashville.
So that was pretty cool then.
Yes, it was.
So we talked about John Schneider, who, you know, might be one of your favorite celebrities to meet in person. And through the phone conversations, Kelly Clarkson might be up there. Now, we know Weasel met Michael Jackson. You haven't met Michael Jackson.
No, I wish I could have, but no.
Who do you think is the most famous person you've ever met? Who do you in person?
I don't know, but I met someone that had like, I met a person that had songs like back in the 60s and 70s. I met someone.
Okay. Neil Diamond? I don't know. He was in the
No, 60s. Neil Sedaka.
Well, Neil Sedaka's pretty big. I mean, he's huge. He's still around.
Yeah. I ran into him at the American Idol finale when I was out there in L.A. back in, I think it was 2008 or 2009.
So it wasn't really an expected visit. You just ran into him.
Yeah.
Did you, like, say, hi, Neil, how you doing? Offer a handshake. What happened when you met him? What do you do when you meet a famous celebrity kind of out of the blue?
I didn't know it was him, and I heard him talking to somebody. I go, hey, is Neil Sedaka's there? So I said hi to him and shook his hand and asked him for a picture, and he posed for a picture with me. So I still have the picture.
Well, he was very nice then.
Yes, he
you
was.
Go like, you go like, hi, Neil, how you doing? And you mm-hmm. offer your hand. What did you do? What do you do exactly when you see Neil Sedaka?
I just shook his hand, asked if it was okay if I get a picture. I said I was a fan of yours, and he said yeah. So he gave me. I posed for a picture, and we got a picture.
Did you ask him if breaking up was really hard to do?
No, I didn't ask him.
You didn't ask him that, right? I'm sure he's been asked that enough times, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So are you a Neil Sedaka fan?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite song? Do you like his older stuff? Or do you like his bubblegum songs like Calendar Girl?
Yes, or I do, actually.
Do you like Laughter in the Rain? Do you like Breaking Up is Hard to Do?
I like all of them.
He did that slow duet with his daughter, Dara, right? Never Should Have Let You Go. I don't really hear that on the radio very much. But I think as a male singer, he certainly is someone who's had an impact and still does, and he's still around. I love his duet with Elton John, Bad Blood. That was unlike a lot of his songs. That was a classic, though. That was not like a lot of his music, but I think it was pretty good. So can you give us maybe another person, maybe a female that you've met in person, maybe a couple times that you really felt was interesting?
A female? You want a female this time?
Yeah. Someone in the entertainment business that you've met?
I don't even remember who I met. Well, I didn't really meet Kelly Clarkson. I just talked to her on the phone. But
you met Daisy Duke.
Yeah.
And she still looked really good. But she no longer wears the short shorts.
No.
So a lot of the most interesting people, especially singers, you've met kind of over the phone.
Yeah, well, one I met in person a couple of times. I don't know if she's really that famous. You don't hear from her anymore. It was Vanessa Carlton.
Yeah, she kind of a flash in the pan, but she was a good singer. Not bad looking, as I recall.
No, she wasn't.
This was in person.
Yes, it was.
So she was as pretty in person as she was when you see her on TV or an album cover.
Yeah, she was. I thought she was anyway.
Yeah, well, that's always good to hear. So we are broadcasting a program that we're trying out for a little bit called Mid-Morning Coffee Break at the A&P. Starring me, Adam, and Patrick Maruniak, who's worked in other radio stations. We're talking about some of the celebrities that he's met. And last but not least, Patrick, you said you met Henry Winkler, who's been around, and he does commercials, and of course he's known as the Fonz. As we talked about, anything I've ever heard about the guy, he is just the nicest celebrity. It's like he's always at the top of the list. And so when you met him, did you meet him at like one of those autograph shows, or did you run into him at American Idol, or like you did with Neil Sedaka or the Music Awards? How did you come in contact with Henry Winkler?
It was at a comic. I think it was like some sort of like Comic-Con or something. It was at the convention center.
So that was in Columbus?
In Columbus, yes.
And that was B.C., right, before Corona?
Yes.
We can talk about that. How is Corona going to affect these autograph shows? We'll get to that. So you met him at the convention center in Columbus. And just a down-to-earth guy? I mean, can you just joke around with him? Or?
Oh, yeah. He's very down-to-earth.
And so you got a photo, you got an autograph?
Yes.
Okay. And did you ask him about... Yeah, I'm sure he gets tired of being asked about the Fonz. Did you talk about that, or did he ask you how you were doing, or what kind of a connection did you have with the guy?
I asked him about anything, but I think I asked him... I did ask him if he has a reverse mortgage, because he used to advertise for reverse mortgage.
Yeah, that would be kind of funny. Do these guys really have that, you know? I remember Wilford Brimley just recently passed away. And I think he would talk about these clubs you join to get medical supplies. He said, I'm 87 years old, I'm a diabetic. Was he really a member of that club where they send you your supplies? So with Henry Winkler, yeah, I mean, I would think he makes enough money from royalties, from Happy Days, as well as his commercials. Yeah, that would be a good question. What did he tell you when you asked if he had a reverse mortgage?
I think he said he did, if I heard him right, or or he said he was getting one. I don't know.
But he's so down to earth, he wasn't offended by that.
No, he wasn't.
You talked about Puff Daddy being a little bit, you know, not mean, but just a little snooty. More than likely, if you would have asked Puff Daddy about his financial situation, he probably would have, probably wouldn't have been too happy.
No, I probably would have gotten hung up on.
Yeah, but in terms of Henry Winkler, you actually asked him, you know, Henry, right. do you have a, I guess you can call him Henry, right? He seems like a pretty down-to-earth guy. So you go, Henry, do you really have a reverse mortgage? And so this is a guy who practices what he preaches. And he said he did.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite interesting.
Well, you know, even if he wouldn't like it, he wouldn't be able to hang up on me because I was talking to him in person. So.
But why would he be offended? He advertised,
right.
and he says he had one, right? You remember Wilford Brimley? He goes, "I'm Wilford Brimley. I'm 87 years old. I'm a diabetic." Yeah. You know, and did he really order his stuff from Liberty Medical? That was called Liberty Medical. I know Scott had talked to him. I don't know if Scott ever asked that question, but I would. But you know, Patrick, again, we'll talk about Corona. And how that's affecting autograph shows, because I'm a big autograph person. As you know, you've been to my house, you've seen all my autographs and my other knickknacks. Do you think most of these celebrities really do use the products that they advertise? I always think about the Hair Club. The Hair Club guy, Cy Sperlin, he did sell the business, but remember he would talk about, you remember the Hair Club, he would talk about the Hair Club. And then at the end of the commercial, he would say, "I'm not just the Hair Club president, I'm also a client." And he would show a picture of himself bald. And he had a full head of hair. And I call that the Hair Club mentality, where I think you should use the services of any client, of any company that you're not just the president of where you work at, or one that advertises. I know when I've worked in broadcasting and in my own business, I try to patronize the companies that are good to me, that hire me to do computer work or other things, or that advertise on the station. And I think that you should. And so that's kind of why I call it that. So Henry Winkler is such a down-to-earth guy that he actually has a reverse mortgage. And he's so nice, he even told you he didn't mind the question. He was probably actually impressed that you were so interested in him. You weren't interested just in hearing about the Fonz, hearing about the same things everybody asked him. You actually asked him something about his personal life without being nosy. You asked him about if he really had a reverse mortgage, and he said that he did. But do you think a lot of these celebrities really do use the product that they advertise, or is it just a paycheck to these people?
I don't know, because I see William Shatner advertising for that sleep app cleaner that's so clean. So I don't know, I'm not sure if he really uses it or not.
Yeah, I've heard William Shatner is not one of the nicest celebrities. I've not met him. I'm not really even a fan. I liked him when he played Denny Crane on that show that followed The Practice, it'll Boston Legal. But I was never really a Star Trek fan. Unusual, because I'm the kind of person who would like Star Trek. A lot of my geeky friends do, but I was never a big fan. I do think he's a good actor, but I think he's a bit full of himself. You haven't met William Shatner, right?
No, but I've heard that about him, too, that he's that very nice person.
Yeah, that he's the opposite of Henry Winkler. So I would think he probably doesn't use that. He probably just says it. And he's a great actor. I mean, no question, he's an outstanding actor. So you really wouldn't know. But it seems like with Henry Winkler, he's just such a down-to-earth guy that if he tells you something, you're going to believe it. And if he has a reverse mortgage with all of his money, all of his fame, that he still uses his product, and that's a pretty good thing. So about a few minutes left here in mid-morning coffee break at the A&P with Adam and Patrick Maruniak, who's been on with us a few times, and he's sharing the microphone with me for a show or two or three. Let's end the show, Patrick. As you know, like yourself, I am a memorabilia collector, an autograph collector. My specialties would be baseball and people in the entertainment business. You've seen my hodgepodge of stuff here at the house. Now, obviously, the Corona era has influenced how we can get close to people, and the idea that you hand a magic marker to somebody, you hand a picture for someone to sign, that may not be allowed at some venues. Whether I believe that it's something which can spread disease or not isn't really relevant. It's rules that we have. Do you think that we can ever recover from the damage that's been caused by this, and can you ever go back to a situation where you see someone like Neil Sedaka in the audience and you say, "Hi, Neil, of, can I shake your hand? Can I get a photo? You obviously can't do that now. And even someone who just loves his fans, like Henry Winkler, could you ever get close to him again, shake his hand, and ask him about his reverse mortgage? Are those days over, or will we ever recover from that?
I hope we do. I don't know if we... I think we'll be able to, but I don't know, but I think it's going to be a while.
And it's frustrating, right?
Yes.
Because you like to talk to these people, and you want to meet them. And again, it's not just a case of being starstruck or just a trophy where you get a photo on the wall. You really are interested in these. You know, John Schneider is almost like a friend to you. I mean, he remembered you, right? He remembers you. He knows you. He does, because you told me he remembered you when you saw him in Louisiana. So these celebrities that you've met, or ones that you'd like to meet, is it kind of, and not just for you, it's for them. I think Henry Winkler and John Schneider both like meeting people. I mean, maybe William Shatner wants to sit at his mansion and count his money. But I think that the other two, they do like to meet people. And you mentioned Kelly Clarkson also is very down to earth, like talking to your next door neighbor. Do you think it's frustrating for these celebrities, you know, the ones that are friendly, that do like to meet people like John Schneider, that they want to get back out and meet their fans and mingle a bit? Is it frustrating for them as much as it is for you and me as fans?
I'm sure it is. I mean, but I think when I was, the event I was at, when I was at his birthday party, it was kind of a laid-back thing. I don't think hardly anybody was wearing a mask or staying 6 feet apart.
Now, on another show, we may be talking about that kind of stuff. And it's kind of hard. I mean, how do you... And because I know I've gotten baseball autographs where you just see a player and you say, well, hi, you know, what's your name? Can you sign this baseball card for me? And most baseball players are pretty nice. Just don't get them when they're busy. I mean, if they're at batting practice, they don't mind. Most of them actually like it. And you're handing them a pen, handing them a ball or a card, or asking for a photo. You're not going to be 6 feet apart from them.
No.
And I doubt you're wearing a mask. So is it really frustrating, too? I would think that these celebrities' legacies live on, that John Schneider can be introduced to a whole new level of fans, that there are people who, like us, think that the stuff about the General Lee and the Confederate flag in his TV show were just dumb, if, out of lack of a better term. And also, John Schneider had a pretty big hit covering a big Elvis song. I mean, I think he's someone that, and he's only 60 years old. I mean, he's still a fairly young man. I think the youth of today needs to learn about these people, and if there is a chance to meet them, then it's kind of cool. And it just is kind of frustrating. Do you think that, using Winkler as an example, because he's just on that list of the nicest celebrities, do you think Henry Winkler right now is just sitting at home thinking, I just wish I can get out and meet more fans? I love when fans shake my hand, when I get photos, when they tell me how much they grew up with me on happy days, that they thank me for being so nice. Do you think he's just kind of upset right now? And what, you know, a year or two down the road, are we going to recover from this? Or will the meet and greet with celebrities business never be the same in our lifetime?
I think it might get back to normal. I just hope it does. I mean, it might be a little while, or if you meet him, you might not be able to. It might not be worth taking a picture with him because I have to have a mask on. I mean, I'd rather have a picture taken with him without a mask on.
Yeah. So unless you meet Batman or somebody who wears a mask anyway, it wouldn't really be very very cool.
No.
Okay. Well, we will certainly revisit this, as it's been frustrating for a lot of people, and it's a controversial topic for sure. So we do invite all viewpoints. Be sure to email me, adam@wwgh1071.com, and let me know what you think about this program. We thank Patrick Maruniak for being on with me. We're going to call this Mid-Morning Coffee Break at the A&P. And we thank you also for listening to The Talking Place, where our interviewer to the stars, Scott Spears, talks to all kinds of exciting, famous people. Again, he has spoken to Henry Winkler's co-star on Happy Days, Marion Ross. Kreskin is on regularly, a personal favorite of mine, Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And I might do my impersonation of her at some time in the near future. She's been on a few times. Ed Asner, Mr. Grant, on the Mary Tyler Moore Show. The late Bobby Lewis was on with Scott. He was quite a gentleman, a really good interview. Brenda Lee was on, one of the biggest female singers of all time. Lulu from Hee Haw was live in the studio, as well as interviewed through multiple people. Myself, the late Charlie Evers, and, of course, Scott, when she was here not too long ago. There are archives of all of our shows on our website, WWGH1071.com.
I'm the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, reminding you not to forget to catch Adam Lepp on Monday, 10 a.m. till 11 a.m. with Mid-Morning Coffee Break right here on 107.1 FM, WWGH.